Chapter 2, The Secret, Made Simple. Michael Bernard Beckwith.
We live in a universe in which there are laws. Just as there's a law of gravity, if you fall off a building, it doesn't matter whether you're a good person or a bad person, you're going to hit the ground.
The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is as impartial and impersonal as the law of gravity is. It is precise and it is exact.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
Everything that's around you right now in your life, including the things you're complaining about, you've attracted. Now, I know at first blush, that's going to be something that you hate to hear. You're going to immediately say, I didn't attract the car accident. I didn't attract this particular client. I didn't particularly attract the debt. I didn't attract whatever it happens to be that you're complaining about. And I'm here to be a little bit in your face and to say, yes, you did attract it. And this is one of the hardest concepts to get. But once you've accepted it, it's life transforming.
Often when people first hear this part of the secret, they recall events in history where masses of lives were lost, and they find it incomprehensible that so many people could have attracted themselves to the event. By the law of attraction, they had to be on the same frequency as the event. It doesn't necessarily mean they thought of that exact event, but the frequency of their thoughts matched the frequency of the event. If people believe they can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they have no control over outside circumstances, those thoughts of fear, separation, and powerlessness, if persistent, can attract them to being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You have a choice right now. Do you want to believe that it's just the luck of the draw and bad things can happen to you at any time? Do you want to believe that you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, that you have no control over circumstances? Or do you want to believe and know that your life experience is in your hands and that only all good can come into your life because that is the way you think? You have a choice, and whatever you choose to think will become your life experience. Nothing can come into your experience unless you summon it through persistent thoughts.
Bob Doyle.
Most of us attract by default. We just think that we don't have any control over it. Our thoughts are on autopilot, our feelings are on autopilot, and so everything is just brought to us by default.
No one would ever deliberately bring anything unwanted to them. Without the knowledge of the secret, it is easy to see how some unwanted things may have occurred in your life or other people's lives. It simply came from a lack of awareness of the great creative power of our thoughts.